I loved you, so I drew these tides of men into my hands and wrote my will across the sky and stars. T.E. Lawrence, Seven Pillars of Wisdom. Stars. For my part, I know nothing with any certainty, but the sight of the stars makes me dream. Vincent van Gogh. He laughed. My darling, you will never be unloved by me. You are too well tangled in my soul. I don't know the truth of you, she whispered, but I have that feeling in my stomach you get before your whole life changes. Our love happened to us all at once. We had no time to think. We were caught up in the adventure of it and hadn't a moment to spare. The first time I walked in Paris, there was a great remembering of a thousand different dreams. I woke before her, and she slept on as the sun rose, spilling light across our bed. She was an angel in my sheets, the girl I would draw if given 1,000 years, and only a promise she might one day come to life. The prettiest eyes sparkle from the inside out. She was an endless source of beautiful ideas and epiphanies. I wanted to live forever in the quiet inspiration of her existence. In the mornings, she taught me French, and after breakfast, she would paint and I would write. And as the spring rain fell on the skylight and the tea steamed from its mugs, my heart hummed to the music of the dream we'd found. It's always safe to do nothing when it rains. There is no safer place I know than tucked in a corner of a cafe in Paris with a bottle of rosé and an afternoon to spare. To the poet, every curve of her was a well-placed word. A muse is a love affair between art and souls. The sunset seeped off the Seine, dripping down our shoulders and fingers in the oranges of the Musée d'Orsay. Cigarette smoke danced in the scattering light as if in symphony, with the orchestra of some far-off conductor, to fall and rise and fall at once, the light lilting to our laughs, splitting into 1,000 pieces. And we were caught in the center of it, hung among the stars, suspended in the disco ball of space. Some moments, like some people, are not meant to be fully understood. So for now, it's best we just call them miracles.